Turn your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 14. God is here to touch you, to speak to you tonight, to encourage you. 1 Samuel 14, verse 13 through 15. And Jonathan climbed up upon his hands and upon his feet, and his armor bearer after him. And they fell before Jonathan, and his armor bearer slew after him. And that first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within, as it were, an half an acre of land, which a yoke of oxen might plow. And there was trembling in the host, in the field, and among the people, in the garrison, and the spoilers. They also trembled, and the earth quaked. So it was a very great trembling. Lord, I just pray right now. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to hear your word. I pray you anoint your servant, and I pray you anoint every ear here tonight and every heart in Jesus' name. Give him a hand clap of praise as you're seated. Verse 14, and this first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within, as it were, in half an hour or half an acre of land. I want to speak to you tonight. I will be victorious on hell's half acre. I will be victorious on hell's half acre. Hell's half acre is a name used for places that represent great adversity and challenge. It is a name that would tell somebody, don't go there. In the battle of life, there are places and things that the enemy would love to put that label on. He would love to take authority. He would love to take prominence. He would love to take possession over our life. Amen? Satan, folks, Satan wants to silence the prayers of the church. He wants to muffle the sound of our praise. People say that there is a great adversity in the world today, and that where they live could be called hell's half acre. But folks, let me tell you something tonight. Amen. I come to tell you this tonight, that Satan doesn't own anything. You hear me tonight? Satan does not own anything. He does not own you. He does not own your dreams. He does not own your promises. He does not own your future. Satan doesn't own anything. The only way that he can take any possession of us is if we allow him. Romans 13, verse 1, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. See, Satan, or Saul had failed miserably as king. But in our text, we read about Jonathan's great success as a commander. This passage describes a sad condition of the army of Israel, which reveals Saul's poor leadership skills and how remarkable Jonathan's victory was. Saul walked by sight, and he had little faith, but Jonathan walked by faith, and he did great things for the Lord. Saul, he was positioned with his men underneath the pomegranate trees, and he had given up, and his enemy depleted as their hopes were crushed. You see, the enemy was setting up camp in Bethlehem, the dwelling place of God, their hometown, and the capital of the Hebrew nation. Saul allowed them to come in and take over. Let me help you to understand something tonight. I said Satan has no power, but only that which you let him. Folks, I'm telling you tonight, don't let him walk into your life and set up and take power over you. Saul let them go into Bethlehem and take over. Bethlehem, the promise that was once delivered to God's people, was now being possessed by their enemies.
Folks, the enemy has taken residence in some lives here tonight. And if we let him, he can hold our dreams and our passions and our aspirations. He can hold them hostage. You see, if he hasn't already, Satan wants to establish a hell's half acre in your life. The Philistines sent a detachment of soldiers to establish a new outpost to guard the pass of Michmash. But Jonathan saw this as an opportunity to attack and to see the Lord work. You see, some people, when they are faced with hell's half acre, they will give up. They will give in. And others, like Jonathan, they see an opportunity for victory. When we are at our weakest, I want you to understand tonight that God is at his best. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Today, hear me today. Today is a day of opportunity for victory in your life. It is a time to take back what enemy has taken from us. In 1 Samuel 14, verse 6, and Jonathan said unto this young man, I love this, the bearer of his armor, come and let us go over unto the garrison of the uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no resistance to the Lord to save by many or by few. Let me tell you something, folks. Sometimes we get this little mentality and we think, poor little us. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter to God whether we're a great bunch, whether we're a small group. It may be an opportunity for God to show up. Now is the time. You see, Jonathan said to his armor bearer, come, now is the time for victory on hell's doorstep. You see, turning a maybe into a miracle. Now is the time. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 8, verse 31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. I'm telling you what, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, amen, they told that king, we will not bow. Amen. We're going into that furnace. And God, if he delivers us, maybe. But if he don't, we're still not going to bow. You see, God doesn't need many people. God just needs mighty people. Come on. Hallelujah. There is no rule that says God can only deliver by using a big army. God has proven time and time again, it is not quality or quantity, but it is quality. One man, David, freed his people with a sling and a rock. One man, Moses, had faith to stretch forth his hand. One woman, Esther, stood up for her people and deliverance. One man, Joseph, endured the pit to get to the palace. Hallelujah. One man, Jesus, went to the cross for the whole world. All it takes is one. Hallelujah. Takes one person inside that says certainly that God is able to deliver us. No one can stop God from saving when he sets his mind to it. You see, Jonathan went back in his mind to some of the stories of what God did for them in the yesteryear. You see, he said, I will be victorious. Come on, armor bearer. I will be victorious on this half acre. Amen. I will be victorious tonight. I don't care what has come up in my life. I will be victorious on hell's half acre. Hallelujah. you. Hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Praise him right now. First Samuel 14, 11. And both of them discovered themselves unto the garrison of the Philistines. And the Philistines said, behold, the Hebrews come forth out of the holes where they had hid themselves. You see, the enemy makes us, they make fun of us when we step out for God. But that is just the beginning, folks. Someone needs to get victory tonight in your life. I'm saying it's time to come out of the holes where you've been hiding yourself. It's time to say, not on my half acre, devil. When Jonathan and his armor bearer won the battle, God sent an earthquake through their camp. The two courageous men quickly killed 20 men. And then the Lord honored their faith by sending an earthquake, throwing the enemy into great confusion until they were all destroyed. You see, terror and confusion gripped the enemy's camp and prepared the way for a great victory of the army of Israel. I'm telling you tonight, folks, it's time to move out on faith. I don't know where you're at tonight, but it's time to move out on faith. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 11 verse 4, farmers who wait for perfect weather never plant. If they watch every cloud, they never harvest. I'm telling you, if you're here tonight and you're claiming that you're a child of the King, I'm saying it's time to get up and get out of the hole, and it's time to move, and it's time to do something for God. You see, whether you're sowing or reaping, you cannot sit around waiting on perfect conditions before you take action. Folks, it's time to move out on faith and take action against the enemy that has been tormenting you for so long. It's time to take action against him. And as long as you let the devil control, he will. As long as you have a saddle on your back, the devil will be catching a free ride. As long as you sit back quiet, the devil will have a heyday with you. See, Jonathan said in 1 Samuel 14, verse 6, it may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. Lord, I want some people here tonight to say, God, if it is to be, if I am to live in victory, it is going to be through me. Hallelujah. God, if it is to be, it is up to me to get up and put some action shoes on and say, devil, get out of my life. It may be. Jonathan was not sure one way or the other. Not sure what to do. But his faith in God prompted him to take a risk. I want to know, is there any risk takers here tonight? Come on. Has God said, hey, are you going to do something or are you just going to sit there? It may be. I said it may be. Sometimes you got to move on maybe. Folks, sometimes all you have is a maybe. Sometimes all you have is one word from God. You see, you don't know how it's going to happen, but it is like fire shut up in your bones that you cannot contain it. And you say, I got to do something for God. I can't just keep sitting here. It's time for change, folks. You've been this way too long. God said it is time for a breakthrough. Can you feel it in the air tonight? Peter had one word from God. He said, Lord, is that you? If it is, let me come. He said, come. One word from God. Peter did not know what was going to happen, but he knew he had to try something different. He said, I'll go. One word, come. Peter was not just walking on water, but he was walking on one word from God. And that one word held him up in the midst of a storm. You know what, folks? Sometimes we got to say, I know I heard from God. I know I heard. What'd you hear? One word. One word. And that's holding you together. That's holding me together. Amen. One word held Peter up. You see, God has promised you something. And all around you is dark and dry. And you don't see how in the world it can happen. But God said he's about to bring it to pass. Amen. And that is all you need. God said he is making your crooked places straight. And you are coming out. You believe that tonight? You see, Jonathan said, you don't know what it may be between a rock. It might be between a rock and a hard place. But I'm stepping out tonight. Come on, are you there? How about it, folks? I will not sit here another minute in fear and in agony. I'm stepping out tonight. How about it tonight, folks? I will not sit here wallowing in my sickness because I'm stepping out tonight. Amen. I know my children are acting crazy right now, but I'm stepping out of this worry. I'm not living in this worry anymore. I will not run another day from the bill collectors and from the debtors because I'm stepping out tonight. Hallelujah. I will not sit here one more day in this condition because I'm stepping out tonight. I will not sit here another minute hiding from the devil because I have the power to overcome. Let's stand. Understand me tonight, folks. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that dwells in you and me.